quorum here. The issue in House Bill 2041, Elizabeth can explain it, I'm sure, but when the bill passed the House, the only provision we had was for a appeal to be based on the real market value. When it got to the Senate, you all added in the assessed value. In our opinion, the assessed value is irrelevant since under Measure 50, the assessed value is based on the real market value. So we were going to suggest that we go back to the way we did it. However, we have a third alternative. Elizabeth, do you want to describe what that is in dash A2s?
So, Chairman Strobeck and members of the committee, the dash A2, what this is doing is it's amending the A engrossed bill. And what it's doing is just putting in, instead of this language on having both a test of real market value and or assessed value, you're going to be just looking at comparing the real market value of the property for the tax year and the real market value on the assessment and tax roll for that tax year, and looking and seeing whether that gross error is 20% or greater on just the real market value. Then we're so that's cleaning up this section one, the subsection one, and it's in subsection B there. But then we're adding a new section two, which is the part that's just trying to clarify some of the issues that I think that were brought up in the Senate in terms of what exactly happens once you do meet this gross error criteria. If you meet that, then what can you appeal as a taxpayer? So it's just saying here that if the tax court finds that these conditions needed in order to get the appeal process beginning, then the court can order a change or correction in the maximum assessed value of the property in addition to any correction in the real market value of the property. So this is the critical thing I think that we just want to make these statutes clear about, is that you can appeal both the maximum assessed value and the real market value once you meet that test.
But the gate that opens it up is the 20% difference on the
real market value.
Okay. Everybody okay with that? Okay, then the chair moves that the House concur in the Senate amendment dated March 17th and that the bill be further amended by the dash A2 amendment and repassed. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Senator Starr?
Aye.
Senator Wilde?
Aye.
Representative Rasmussen?
Aye.
Chair Miller? Chair
Strobeck? Aye. The motion is agreed to, and the conference committee report will be forwarded to the House and the Senate.
We just need to sign it.
Yeah, we need to have everybody stay after and sign, please. Oh, carriers, okay. Representative, I'll carry it on the House side. Who would like to carry it? Senator Wilde?
Okay.
Senator Wilde on the Senate side. Okay. There being no further business.
Representative Rasmussen to vote.
Oh, yes. Representative Rasmussen, do you want to vote?
On the A2 amendment.
What are the A2 amendments doing?
Representative Rasmussen, all we're doing is just amending the A engrossed bill so that it reads that your test of the gross error would be on the real market value, but then you're also adding a new section in there which just says that, you know, once the court does decide that these conditions are met, that you can have this appeal, you can appeal the maximum assessed value or real market value. Just clarifying what exactly the appeals board can change.
Okay. Vote aye.
Representative Rasmussen votes aye. Okay. Do we need to do anything else? Do we need to say any other words or give any other blessings or anything?
Magic incantation.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, we'll sign that after we're adjourned. We can sign. Thank you. We're adjourned.